Now, never mind green shoots, there are actually glimmers of gold in the economy. Declan is here again to tell us more.
These are just little snippets that have come in during the course of the day. The makers of the posh Mulberry handbags they sell for between £300 and £700 each, they say their sales have gone up by more than 20%. In recent weeks. The Jimmy Choo shoe company, the man in charge of that, says its most expensive pair, £800 for a pair of heels, remains its most popular. So there are signs that there are still people out there spending money. So how about this? Passengers at Frankfurt Airport can now buy gold from a vending machine. The machine dispenses 1 gram, 5 gram or 10 gram bars, and the price is updated by computer to the Frankfurt gold market, so it'll change on the machine and give you the most up-to-date price for it. Mark O'Byrne is Executive Director of the Gold Traders Gold Corps. Good evening to you, Mark.
Good evening, Declan.
Sounds like a bit of a gimmick, this, is it?
It is a bit, and I'm not sure how well it would work in the Anglo-Saxon world. I think in Germany and Austria, it's slightly different in that they have a sort of a historical perspective whereby they lost two world wars and they suffered the hyperinflation of the 1920s when the Deutsche Mark became worthless. So I think in their countries, because of that historical perception, people actually buy gold over the counter in the banks there, which obviously they don't do here in the UK.
Just as an investment, Mark, what has the price of gold done over the last decade?
Well, it basically it's outperformed all asset classes, whether it be property or equities, and it's done that in all currencies. So it's going up in terms of euros, in dollars, and sterling, and that's particularly the case in the last 2 years since the start of the credit crisis. It's up something like 40% in sterling terms in the last 2 years. But investments can fall as well as rise, and gold is something that is quite volatile, like equities, so it is about being diversified. But from a historical point of view, it's a very interesting fact that most people wouldn't be aware of, that in Babylonian times, the time of King Nebuchadnezzar, you could buy 350 loaves of bread with 1 ounce of pure gold. Similarly today, 1 ounce of pure gold is worth £570, and you could buy something like 350 loaves of bread with that as well, So it retains value throughout history. It is a store of value, and that's why I think the Germans and the Austrians and people and investors internationally are diversifying into gold as we speak.
All that very well, but a 10 gram bar from a vending machine probably may not be as valuable investment as you think.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, we are looking at the prices as well, and it is quite an expensive way. It's obviously a cheaper way to buy gold than buying jewellery, because jewellery, there's huge markups, and you also have to pay VAT. Investment-grade gold, there is no VAT, but those 10-gram bars, they were going for something like £217 today and yesterday, which is a markup of something like 22% over the live market price, which is the intrinsic value of 24-carat gold bullion. If you were to buy a 1 ounce Credit Suisse gold bar from ourselves or from any of the reputable gold dealers in the UK, you would be paying a premium of something like 7% over the live market price. So it is quite an expensive way. I think it is sort of a novelty thing. It's a nice gift, maybe. But I don't think you want to be walking down the street with too many gold bars in your pocket. There are security implications as well.
Particularly at airports. Okay, Mark O'Byrne, thanks very much for joining us.